NPR producer Charlie Mayer is on the line with us from Baghdad, and he reports that the DFAC at Q West is serving FFV. KBR has the contract. They work with TCNs employed by GCC, and MREs are out. Charlie, you wrote the lead for this piece. What did I just say?
Alex, you're speaking Army, and you said that the dining facility at the KR West airfield...
That's the DFAC at Q West.
Right. They're serving FFV, that's fresh fruits and vegetables. And Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown and Root runs the place. They work with a subcontractor called Gulf Catering Company, that's GCC. And because of all the FFV, the fresh fruits and vegetables, there's no need for the MREs, and those are the meals ready to eat.
So where is this place, Q West, and how is the food there? If you're not getting MREs, what's it like?
What makes the food special is not the food itself, but the quantity of it and the selection. Basically, anything that you would ever want to eat is being served at the Q West DFAC. Everything.
Here this is, out in the middle of the desert. Now, this is a place where you were flying around Iraq. You got stranded there overnight and found out you were in GI food heaven, it sounds like. Who's running the place?
Right. Well, I was supposed to be on a one-day trip, and we left Baghdad in the morning, and we're supposed to come back in the evening, and it didn't work out that way. And the Army guy who was running the trip said, the good news is we get to go to the DFAC, and this is the best one in Iraq. And sure enough, you know, I went in there and had to agree with him. Even though I haven't seen a lot of DFACs here, this place is really impressive. And it is impressive because of the two guys who run it, Preston White and Renee Robinson. They're KBR employees, and we've heard a lot about KBR, Kellogg Brown, and Root. And Renee gave me a sense for how much food they have right there on the base.
If we didn't get another shipment of food for the next 2 months, we wouldn't skip a beat. We've got at least 15 or 20 containers and trucks outside full of frozen meats, vegetables, potatoes. We're not really hurting for food here.
The food that they have there, Alex, is actually worth $2.5 million. They have a lot of food there.
Well, so tell me, what is on the menu? What could you actually get?
I got some sense for that when I was there the other night. The main courses that they had were roast prime rib, baked chicken, scalloped ham with noodles, sweet and sour pork, and they have a salad bar. And I could spend, you know, the next 5 minutes telling you everything that's in that salad bar. But really, it's every kind of fresh vegetable you can imagine, including lettuce. And you can't get lettuce in Iraq. I've tried, and it's just not around. And they have lettuce somehow at the DFAC at Q West. And it gets there on truck convoys from Kuwait, which is kind of tricky business these days.
Charlie, you know that menu that you laid out a little while ago? It sounds like an amazing amount and diversity of food that's available to them. But what does it actually taste like? I mean, you know, you can have good prime rib or bad prime rib.
It tastes really good, Alex, to be honest with you. And the best part about it is just that it goes on forever. I talked with two young soldiers, Specialist David Anderson and Aaron Kreisman, and, you know, they said the food was all right.
It ain't home cooking, but they try. They do a pretty good job. Sunday, steak night's pretty good. Yeah. I like steak.
Alex, what red-blooded American man doesn't like steak?
NPR producer Charlie Mayer eating kebabs these days in Baghdad? Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Alex.